This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. But first, how many of you guys don't work a typical 9 to 5? I think that's all of us. Okay, I don't think I've ever had a job, right, that was 9 to 5, right? Some elevators, some in the kitchen. I don't think we've ever really had an easy shift such as that. Most of us maybe work 8 to 6. Medical school, it was 6 a.m., to 6 p.m. the following day, 36 hours, and I don't let anybody forget that. But a lot of us work shift work, and they say that shift work could, quote, ruin men's sex lives and make it harder for them to be fertile. They say a new review of three studies has warned irregular working hours could dampen men's sex drives and reduce their chances of fathering children. It affects the health of employees, impacts sleep pattern, meal times, ability to exercise, has been linked to cancer. So they think that what ends up happening is shift work will lower testosterone. And testosterone obviously fuels men's sex drive, also causes testosterone is involved in semen production. And so if the shift work lowers that, there could be some poor quality semen, so unfortunately that could affect fertility. They also find erectile dysfunction and urinary problems. They say 15 million people in the U.S., all right, work, I guess, that doesn't make sense. Only 15 million people work nights? I think there's a lot more in the U.S. that work nights. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We probably have, a lot of 24-hour towns. But right now they're estimating about 15 million men or people. They say in one of the three studies, the researchers looked at 75 infertile men who were shift workers, 96 other infertile men, and 27 fertile men who had recently fathered children. The other two studies analyzed almost 2,500 men who answered questionnaires about urinary problems. These included frequency, urgency, nighttime, getting up, or hesitant urination. The men were also questioned about their exercise habits, tobacco, alcohol use, any medical conditions, even depression. It's very hard to get an erection if you're depressed. I mean, my poor husband, you know, him being married to me, okay, I don't know how he does it. Anyway, so as long as we keep the Viagra flowing, we're good. Study author Dr. Alex Patsusak from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston said, we found that in men who are seen for infertility, those who work night shifts have significantly lower sperm counts than those who don't. They think that maybe too much or too little sleep changes the hormone levels, the expression of the genes. But see, I also think you need the daylight. Okay, you can't be asleep during the day and awake at night. I think that's an issue. Also, a lot of people that try to stay awake or try to make that shift work, maybe hitting the caffeine, and excess caffeine could be an issue. They say shift work could put people at risk for shift work sleep disorder, which causes insomnia, obviously excessive sleepiness, reduction of total sleep time. So, yeah, if you're, you know, hitting the caffeine, hitting the energy drinks, that probably doesn't help. So what should we be doing if we're a shift worker? And again, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we are the entertainment capital of the world. I think we are one of the most amazing cities. If you've never visited Las Vegas, you gotta come. It is gorgeous, and there's so much entertainment. Okay, You know, because you have a stigma that was, seedy, decades ago. And now it's just, you cannot not enjoy yourself. The sights, the fountains, the lights, the shows, the food. And yeah, you could gamble also. I mean, so there's some amazing, it's just an amazing town. But what makes it so amazing is it could be 2 a.m., it could be 3 a.m., et cetera. And the life is still going on. You know, you don't have to go to sleep. And so, parties can go on throughout the night. It's amazing. Well, the pools may close, but other than that, most everything else seems to be open. So, we need people though to staff that. So I had a lot of patients who were shift workers, and that was the only job that, or the shift that was available. By the way though, you make the best tips when you work swing. Swing shift is the best money, as opposed to graveyard or mornings and, afternoon, et cetera. But, graveyard shift, somebody has to work that shift. Okay. So, you have to have security, you have to have police, you have to have firefighters. And so in any city, you have that. So they say, try to avoid working several night shifts in a row, according to Daily Mail. They say, avoid frequently rotating shifts. So I guess it's better to be on a shift more, consistently and predictably than to do a day, versus a swing, et cetera. They say, keep your workplace brightly lit to promote alertness. But they say, avoid bright lights on the way home from work if possible, so you could go to sleep as soon as you hit the pillow. I try to do that, where if I have to go to sleep, I'll try to start talking myself down as I drive, which I think is stupid, because you don't want to start getting tired when you drive. But, I notice that if I start talking myself into it, I can then go home and fall asleep. As opposed to, but careful when you drive, okay? They say, ask your family to limit phone calls and visitors during your sleep hours. That's easy. In my household, I'm like, everybody shut the blank up. That's very easy. Use blackout blinds or heavy curtains to block out the sunlight. Your body knows how to pick up sunlight, just like a plant. Don't underestimate that. You know how a plant will bend to hit the light, right, and to find the light? So it'll start to grow and bend a certain direction to get to the light. Well, your body knows how to pick up the light. And so, if you're doing the whole, shift work thing, you gotta use the blackout chains. By the way, for those of you that have high, heating and, air conditioning bills, I gotta tell you, blackout curtains really help keep the cost down. So what I would do is have the blackout curtains and then just put, every time you want light into the room, just keep them up all day until you're like, I'm leaving the house. I need to save on air conditioning. Pull them down. Right? And then I leave a little window open for the cats. So limit your caffeine, try to avoid long commutes that take away from sleeping, and stick to a regular sleep-wake schedule. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Fraternity students, during hazing, should they be arrested and criminally charged? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I mean, this should be a warning to any of these fraternity brothers or sisters or people who party in college or just party anywhere, that you can be criminally charged, okay, if one of your party comrades dies, right? And it makes perfect sense. So we've been talking about this Penn State fraternity that is where we have 18, I guess, of the students charged over Timothy Piazza's death. These criminal charges include involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, after the pledge fatally fell downstairs during an alcohol-fueled event. From what I remember, he had to go around to different tables, and he had to drink alcohol, different types of alcohol. And when he, once he, I guess, drank a certain amount, something happened where he fell down the stairs. And I believe they carried him upstairs. And then the next day, they were like, huh, well, you know, he doesn't seem right. And the delay getting him medical care unfortunately caused him to die. 10 of the 18 brothers belonging to Beta Theta Pi were arraigned Friday afternoon after months-long investigation into the death, of 19-year-old Timothy Piazza. He was a sophomore engineering major from Lebanon, New Jersey. They did not comment about the charges, were later released on bail. But the charges did include aggravated assault, hazing, furnishing alcohol to minors, consumption of alcohol by a minor, according to Center County District Attorney Stacey Parks and Miller. Eight of the brothers have also been charged with involuntary manslaughter, and the fraternity itself has been charged. Now, involuntary manslaughter counts carry a maximum punishment of 2.5 to 5 years in prison. Aggravated assault, first-degree felony, carry a maximum prison term of 10 years to 20 years. And Piazza's father, Jim Piazza, said, I've said this before, this didn't have to happen. At a news conference after the charges were announced, this is the result of a feeling of entitlement, flagrant disobedience of the law, and disregard for moral values that was then exacerbated by egregious acts of self-preservation. Again, this did not have to happen. So apparently, the State College of A School shut down the Beta chapter permanently following the event on February 2nd that led to his death. Police said he fell headfirst down 15 basement steps at around 11 p.m. But nobody called first responders until about 12 hours later the next day. Four of the brothers carried him upstairs after the fall, placed him on a couch, but nobody called 911 until the next morning. Now, again, maybe they were drunk. Maybe they, you know, thought, you know, he was drunk and that he would just sleep it off, you know, or maybe they were hoping nothing was wrong because they didn't want to get in trouble themselves. So 911 was finally called the next morning. Piazza was still alive at the time, but died at the hospital. The coroner ruled Piazza's death accidental because he sustained multiple traumatic injuries from the fall. So members of the fraternity testified to a grand jury that Beta was supposed to be, quote, a dry house, but alcohol was still consumed during its events. 40 students lived at the house. Apparently, they, you know, partook in alcohol-filled festivities like Four Loko night, cigar and beer night, etc. They said one Beta brother bought nearly $1,100 worth of alcohol, according to NBC News, including Four Loko and Crown Rus vodka. Text messages and a chat group called We Blank Moms revealed members allegedly asking about buying alcohol, including for pledges collecting money for their so-called quote-unquote slush fund. Not sure why there had to be a sexual innuendo about mothers. Not sure. So this gauntlet is where they run around and they, you know, drink drinks, etc. And so we talked about what happened. And, you know, Piazza looked visibly intoxicated according to, you know, surveillance footage, you know, inside inside the house, but the fall was not caught on camera. Now, you know, should pledges be, you know, at criminal risk, or not pledges, but should fraternity members be criminally prosecuted? My answer to that is absolutely yes. If anybody could have called 911 when this happened and didn't, at risk of saving their own butt or protecting the fraternity from getting in trouble for having alcohol on the premises, he has got to be locked up, because he allowed somebody to die just to save the fraternity's neck. And for any of you guys listening or girls listening, I mean, look, everybody's going to find out anyway. If somebody dies, not only do you guys get caught, but the whole fraternity gets shut down and you go to jail. So call the gosh darn, first responders. Now, in another hazing death, we're being told that four pled guilty to manslaughter. And these were, this had to do with a 2013 death of a New York City college student. Apparently, four men facing these charges were members of Phi Theta Psi. They admitted they physically abused Chung Michael Deng, a Baruch College student, and then they tried to cover it up as the 19-year-old lay dying in a rented house in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains, about 100 miles west of New York. Defense attorneys have called Deng's death a fraternity prank gone horribly awry. The four defendants, Kenny Kwan, Charles Lai, Raymond Lam, Sheldon Wong, had been charged with third-degree murder, but pleaded guilty to felony manslaughter and hindering apprehension charges. They face 22 to 36 months in prison, and they are going to be sentenced, I believe, in December. The former fraternity brothers are now in their mid to late 20s. They had a back then, in 2013, blindfolded Ding, forced him to wear a heavy backpack, and then repeatedly tackled him during the hazing ritual known as, quote, glass ceiling. This is so stupid. Apparently, he tried to fight back. Quan was apparently the last brother to tackle Ding. And after that, Mr. Ding did not stand up. He fell unconscious, was carried inside the house while fraternity members changed his clothes and searched online for information about his symptoms. They waited a whole hour before taking him to the hospital. Unfortunately, Ding had suffered brain injury, ended up dying a day later. So, you have, college students, you have, people who could also be under the influence of alcohol, also under the influence of drugs, maybe paranoid at the time, worried that they're going to get caught, and they delay treatment of somebody who could be dying. Something has got to be done about this. And I guess, people need to realize that they could go to jail, not calling 911 when somebody gets hurt. And we've talked about how, unfortunately, alcohol, rot parties pose some severe risk because somebody could be drowning and nobody notices. Somebody could be in a corner of a room, drowning in their own vomit, and they just think he's passed out. Somebody could have traumatic brain injury, and nobody realizes that he could be sustaining a brain bleed. They just think he's on the ground, passed out. Then they take marker, draw mustaches on his face, put some choice words on his forehead, yet the guy could have a cerebral hemorrhage and nobody even knows or cares. But, when you have somebody that calculatively prevents calling emergency responders because they want to save their own butt, it's horrible. It's horrible. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie from about, 10, 15 years ago called Very Bad Things. I think it was about 15, 20 years old. And it was a movie that, I can't think of all the stars. Jeremy Piven, so many stars in that where it just, trying to cover something up, one thing led to another. To the point where they basically, it's true, it's Hollywood, but I think all students need to see that because they see how easy a party could go awry, and trying to cover up your tracks ends up making things worse. Well, I get my deepest sympathies for the families of the Deng child and the Piazza child. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 1.2 million adolescent deaths are preventable. 3,000 kids are dying a day, according to the World Health Organization. And the leading cause is road injury. They say globally, road injury killed more than 115,000 people. Then came lower respiratory infections, and then came self-harm. They say, adolescents don't really seem to be at the core of the discussion of a lot of these national health goals. And so, unfortunately, because they're kids, we forget that they have lack of diet, lack of exercise, risky behavior, risky sexual behavior, risky driving. And unfortunately, they are really putting themselves at risk, especially road injury. And they said most of these injuries, unfortunately, were boys. The second leading cause of death for boys was interpersonal violence, like physical and sexual abuse. Many of these kids in harm's way were non-drivers, pedestrian, cyclists, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say progress in reducing the U.S. uninsured rate has actually come to a halt. Now, with Obamacare, they have been touting that they have made amazing progress in terms of year after year, less and less people being uninsured. Whereas I think a lot of us who see the high premiums and the high deductibles, we feel we are underinsured. I haven't gone to the doctor. I hardly used my insurance plan to the degree that I did prior when my deductible was smaller. So, you know, still need to go get a mammogram, still need to, you know, do a bunch of stuff that I'm kind of putting off because I still have, even though it's supposed to be a covered service, for some reason I still walk out of the doctor's office paying $300. And I just don't have that right now, you know, handy. So I know. I really do need to save up for some plastic surgery, but now insurance doesn't cover for that. So they say now 5 years of progress reducing the number of Americans without health insurance has come to a halt, according to a government report today. They say the report from the CDC estimates that 28.6 million people were uninsured in 2016, unchanged from 2015. It was the first year since passage of the healthcare overhaul in 2010, and that the number of uninsured did not budge. Now, this is very interesting because I believe Medicaid enrollees rose close to 10 million over that time frame. So what that is telling me is exchange insured patients must have dropped because Medicaid continued to have more enrollees every year. I think we might have been at the 50-something mark. Then it went up to the 72 mark. So we had close to, if I had to just kind of average the smaller of the time frame, we had about 10 million people added to Medicaid. Yet if they are saying that the number of uninsured did not budge, that's telling me 10 million dropped from the Obamacare changes. They say the uninsured rate for 2016 was 9%, an insignificant difference from 9.1% the previous year. They said when former President Barack Obama signed the ACA, the American Care Act, Affordable Care Act, in 2010, the uninsured rate had been 16%. Well, of course, people were losing their jobs. They lost their insurance. And so, you know, I think Medicaid got a lot of the credit for that. And, you know, another thing we keep forgetting is baby boomers, right, turned 65 within the Obama presidency. So how many of them qualified for Medicare all of a sudden? Do we have that number? How many millions of people ended up just, you know, coincidentally qualifying for Medicare? Again, I'm still having a big problem, you know, conceptualizing the millions and millions of people having health care, because even though Medicaid expanded, right, doctor's offices saw huge drops in patients coming in. We saw, you know, less dollars being spent. And more people complain about their high deductible and not wanting to buy a plan and saying they're going to take the, the tax. They say Tuesday's report suggests that the ACA was running low on gas in Obama's final year as president. Premiums for private insurance were about to jump. Now, mind you, this comes from ABC News. Okay, so this is coming from ABC News. All right. Premiums for private insurance are about to jump. 19 states continue to refuse the law's Medicaid expansion. They say now the number of uninsured could start climbing, they say, again, under policies being considered. But let's just stop for a second here, okay? Let's take a breath and take a look at this. Okay, Obamacare advocates say GOP should do nothing because Obamacare is maintaining and helping the uninsured. And it looks like no. It looks like, you know, for the past couple years, no one hasn't been offering the, you know, more of the coverage that everybody hoped. The fact that it became stagnant, something becomes stagnant many times right before it starts to fall. And again, these were numbers from 2016. We don't know the 2016 to 2017 because we're still very new in the 2017, you know, fiscal year, right? Because we're only in May. So, you know, this is not something to be, you know, dealt with lightly or blown off. And so, unfortunately, we have to, you know, discuss that, you know, Obamacare was failing. And I know this is a discussion that we have on the show and, you know, you hear on radio, especially conservative radio all the time. But let's try to be academic and, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, conservative, liberal, or whatever. All right. You know, when you have a stagnation such as that, and then you have insurance companies like Aetna saying, we're done. We are done with the ACA and exchanges, right? Where you have states now that only offer one baby choice. Yeah, even if I remember correctly, even on my exchange, there was only really one major company that had tons of options that really was like, you know, they all stunk. They were all really expensive. And so, you know, this really isn't a consumer's market. This is a very, very vulnerable, frail, you know, healthcare network. So, you know, something does have to be done. It's just nobody is going to give the GOP credit if they do try to, you know, show that they, you know, are moving towards fixing the system. But, you know, we got a problem. Now, what's going on from the economy standpoint? Well, they say Ford is cutting jobs. And they are doing so due to stalled stock. They say Ford Motors plans to cut about 10% of its jobs around the world. They say the beleaguered automaker makes a new push to increase profits and lift stock that is lagging near a five-year low. A source familiar with the plan told CNBC, which is reporting on this, that Ford's cuts will involve primarily salaried workers in North America and Asia. Hourly jobs in North America will not be cut as the company works to keep up with the demand for new vehicles, which does remain relatively strong. I believe the company employs about 200,000 people. And Ford said it would not, Ford would not confirm that it was slashing jobs. However, this was a source that said it would. In a statement, they said, we remain focused on the three strategic priorities that will create value and drive profitable growth, which include fortifying the profit pillars of our core business, transforming traditionally underperforming areas of our core business, and investing aggressively but prudently in emerging opportunities. Reducing costs and becoming as lean and efficient as possible also remain part of that work. We have not announced any new people efficiency actions, nor do we comment on speculation. But they say, unlike job cuts in the past, this time Ford's moving to slash costs while the company is actually still profitable. They say 2016 was the second most profitable year, right? But Ford is spending heavily on autonomous drive, electric vehicles, mobility solutions, so things are starting to get more expensive. Hence, that's cutting into future profits. And we're not talking about healthcare. We're not talking about wage increases. There's a lot of other things that could have also, unfortunately, increased the bottom line that Ford had to pay. So, however, they are frustrated about the stock price. Now, are people buying Ford cars? I don't know much about the car market, but what I have seen are less people are as eager to buy new cars as they have in previous times. I mean, I think this recession that we had in the 2000s really changed our ideas about how we approach a lot of our, you know, consumer goods and our purchases. You know, even for me, I went to CarMax, bought a car. I bought a used car that didn't have a lot of miles, and I saved myself all the depreciation, and I think I am done with buying new cars. I'm tired of the depreciation. It's probably one of the worst buys you could do. Now, mind you, yes, you know, I would love a Lamborghini. Okay, I understand Lamborghini is sexy when it's new. I get that. I do. I get that. But I don't have the money to buy a Lamborghini, okay? And, you know, my guess is I could probably get, if I did ever have the money to buy a Lamborghini, I would get a much better deal on a used one. Okay? You know, I think we're all rethinking our purchasing. And yes, maybe some of us are going to want a hybrid. You know, maybe some of us are going to want a Tesla. I mean, I see some people have some real cool things. But for me, I don't want to lose money. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if you guys have seen this video, but this one bully really picked on the wrong kid. There's this little 20-second video that's circulating where a student is following another student in a lighter shirt down the hallway. And the first student is kind of larger than him, and he's taunting him. And I can't really make too much out of the audio, especially here in the studio right now. But the kid with the backpack keeps walking and trying to avoid the bully. Then the bully steps in front of him and actually throws a punch. So this guy is taunting this kid with the backpack. Kid's trying to get away from it. The evil kid gets in front of him, walks faster, gets in front of him, punches the kid. But get this. The kid with the backpack body slams him to the ground and starts pummeling him. He goes, that's what happens when you talk blank, according to one person in the background. And the video shows the boy threw the first punch, motionless on the ground. We don't know, though, the extent of the injuries, because, I mean, he got body slammed, he got punched. But according to the Daily Mail, I'm not sure where the incident took place, but while they're trying to figure out where this video happened, it's believed to be in the U.S., and this kid that got bullied stood up for himself. And I don't think anybody's ever going to mess with this kid again. The kid was shorter. He was obviously, being taunted by this first one. Now, hopefully the first boy didn't sustain any serious injuries. We don't want to see any kids, undergo injuries. But, if he did get, some bruising, okay, and, some owies, then it serves the kid serves the kid right. So, try to check that out. I don't have too much information on that. It just basically, this one video says school fight bully body slam. So, look up, pick the wrong kid to bully. But, wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of bullies, we got a little bit of news on this NHS cyber attack. Apparently, in England, the A&Es or the emergency rooms are now fully open again. All right, so we're talking, 5 days after this. So patients are no longer being diverted away from the accident and emergency units following the cyber attack, according to NHS England. They said the computer virus struck on Friday. 47 places were affected. 7 had to close their doors to ambulances. Some routine surgery and GP appointments also had to be canceled. Services are returning to normal, but some places are still having problems. Apparently, the ransomware program demanded a payment of about $230 to unlock the affected computers. Hackers wanted their payment in the virtual currency Bitcoin. And Bitcoin, of course, is harder to trace. And at the time, Prime Minister Theresa May said it was not an attack targeted at the NHS. It was an international attack. Looked like it affected more than 150 countries. And pretty scary stuff because, we're talking about people who needed to go to the emergency room, get diverted. And even, some were being told, you are not, don't come here. Can you just imagine? All right. And they were being told, if you don't have to go to the emergency room, don't. Stay home. So it sounds like right now patients are no longer being diverted away, but we are talking about crippling the medical system for over 5 days. Okay, that's a problem. So we'll keep you guys posted on any new developments. Apparently, they believe that there were actually 2 avenues of the cyber attack. And they were looking at WannaCry, as well as another sort of software. I don't have the name on hand. But now researchers are saying that North Korea might have been behind it. According to Fox News, they say cybersecurity researchers said they may be able to link North Korea to the unprecedented global cyber attack. It took more than 300,000 computers hostage in 150 countries. Symantec and Kaspersky Labs said some of the code used in the version of the WannaCry software had also been used in programs run by the North Korea-linked Lazarus Group. They say this is the best clue we have seen to date as to the origins of WannaCry. So, again, it's too early to confirm that there was that involvement, but it's obviously not being ruled out. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a police officer overdoses after brushing fentanyl powder off of his uniform. This is crazy, because remember we told you that new gray death drug that looks like it's a very, very strong narcotic that combines the fentanyl, combines carfentanil, which is an elephant tranquilizer, as well as a synthetic opioid called pink. If you even touch the sucker, you could be getting toxic doses of opioid. Well, fentanyl, which is about 100 times more powerful than heroin, is very toxic even by touch as well. And a police officer in Liverpool, Ohio, collapsed and was rushed to the hospital after he brushed fentanyl residue off of his uniform. The drug entered the system through his hands. He had apparently encountered the opioid earlier while making a drug bust. According to East Liverpool Police Chief John Lane, he said, this is scary. He could have walked out of the building and left. He could have passed out while he was driving. You don't even know what's there on your clothes. His wife, kids, and his dog could have been confronted with it, and boom, they could be dead. They say this could never end. This happened last Friday night after East Liverpool officers made a traffic stop and detained two men they believe were involved in a drug transaction. Once they got blocked in, the suspects tried to dispose of the evidence in the vehicle, according to East Liverpool Captain Patrick Wright, told CNN. Affiliate WKBN, they said there was white powder on the seat, on the floor, on the guy's shoes, and on his clothing. After arresting the two men, East Liverpool Police Officer Chris Green was winding down a shift in the police station's break room when one of his colleagues pointed out that he had something on his uniform. So he wiped it off with his bare hands. You know how you just gotta, you know, wipe it off. Alright? Within minutes, he started to not feel well. He started talking weird. He said, I slowly felt my body shutting down. I could hear them talking, but I couldn't respond. I was in total shock, according to Officer Chris Green. That's crazy. So, he had worn gloves while he was searching the suspect's car. But, of course, back in the break room, no. He collapsed on the floor. Police thought he was experiencing an overdose. Now, remember, fentanyl is about 100 times more potent than morphine, 50 times more potent than heroin. And they say just a few granules, just a quarter of a milligram, can kill you. Put you into respiratory depression. So basically what happened is paramedics gave Officer Green a dose of Narcan, which is an opioid antidote, to try to reverse the effects, rushed him to the hospital, and they said he was feeling better on Saturday. And again, you could inhale fentanyl, so he could have inhaled the powder. It could have been absorbed in his skin. And, you know, what about a little baby kid at home? You know, what about, like I said, you know, dog, mom, you know, wife, etc. So this is obviously something that doesn't get talked about. And when we discuss people overdosing, you know, we think they're sitting there doing it for fun and, you know, they're quote unquote druggies. And a lot of these overdoses are accidental. It could be somebody very innocently going, you know, look, you know, you guys, you know, left all this crap on my coffee table, cleans it up, and boom, now he overdoses. And how do you prove that, in this particular case, police officer had witnesses, but how do you prove that the fentanyl that got into your body wasn't put there on purpose, that you absorbed it another way? So you wonder, with the very high, shall we say, potency of these medications, how many of these overdoses are actually occurring accidentally and by a secondary exposure? Very, very frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little while back, we had a report that asthma inhalers, these steroid inhalers, could put people at risk for pneumonia. We've talked about steroids in the inhaler that have to help people during asthma season and allergy season. But be cautious, just because we're not in pneumonia season, you start feeling sick and you use an asthma inhaler, it could be because of the steroid. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.